And we're told, and the skin of the bullock, and all his flesh, with his head, with his legs, his innard, his dung, even the whole bullock, shall he carry forth without the camp unto a clean place where the ashes are poured out, and burn him on the wood with fire. Where the ashes are poured out, shall he be burned. Now, at this point, we have a radical departure from the other offerings. The remainder of the bullock was taken without the camp, and it was burned there. Now, we believe that this is just simply an emphasis upon the exceeding sinfulness of sin. This animal was a sin offering, and there is no thought of the consecration or the person of Christ. Rather, here, he is made sin for us. And I think even a deeper meaning is suggested in Hebrews 13. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. My, we need to ponder this scripture well. Religion can never satisfy the heart or meet the holy requirements of God. Friends, only the death of Christ on the cross can give us forgiveness of sins. It took that. We are sinners by nature. We are not fit for heaven. And if God consign this entire world into a lost eternity, the angels in heaven would still sing, "Holy, holy, holy," and he's righteous and good. But thank God he didn't do that. He loved us. And our sin is frightful, but he was made sin for us. Oh, my friend today, if you've never turned to him and trusted Christ, see that he's adequate. See that he meets the deep need of your heart and your soul. And when you do that, you won't go to the psychiatrist. People think I'm against the psychiatrist. I'm not. I recognize there are certain problems that have to do with that which should be technical. But I'm talking about now old-fashioned sin. And there are too many trying to solve in a different way than God has provided. This is a tremendous truth that is here. This reveals the exceeding sinfulness of sin. The sin offering does. And that religion won't satisfy your heart. And you can't sprinkle a little talcum powder on your sin. And you can't forget it. My friend, deep down underneath, you have a sin nature. And you have that deep down conviction that you are a sinner. Every person has it. You have it. Don't try to tell me you don't. Because every individual has that. Now, what is it that can remove that? What is it that can take it away? Well, religion will not satisfy your heart. You can be religious to your fingertips. And a great many people make a great deal of self-effort, and a great many today try all sorts of cures and nostrums, thinking that they'll remove this. Nothing in the world can remove this sin complex that you and I have. Nothing in the world will take it away but the death of Christ on the cross. And he alone can offer you forgiveness of sin. That is the meaning. That part of the animal had to be taken without the camp.